Before we move on, last week in the show, we presented a made-up story in our Bluff the Listener game about union members in Poland fighting over who would replace a light bulb, right? So they basically reenacted the classic, how many poles does it take to screw in a light bulb joke? Members of the greater Polish community were not amused by this and let us know. So to make amends, what we're going to do is to invite a Polish-American onto our show to allow him to make jokes about us. So comedian and improviser T.J. Jagodowski is on the line now. T.J., hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. You are a proud Polish-American, is that right?
Without a doubt. At least half of me is.
And so did you, like all Polish-Americans, take offense at our little attempt at humor last week?
Yeah, well, I'm half Polish, half Irish, so half of me was offended and the other was half was too drunk to care.
I understand. All right, so what we've done is we've decided turnabout is fair play. So NPR people were making fun of Poles. You, a Pole, can now make fun of NPR people. Go for it.
All right, well, get ready to get stung.
Here we go.
This is not, first of all, easy for me to do because I love NPR. It somehow manages to be self-important and irrelevant.
There you are. We do both.
What's the hardest part about being an NPR listener?
What is the hardest part of being an NPR listener?
Getting reception in your coffin.
Ooh.
Do you guys know that the Cliffs of Dover are the only things older and whiter than you are?
That stung a little.
Okay. All right. I'll let you off the hook with this one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A cool, young, new NPR listeners.
Cool, young NPR listeners who?
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, T.J. Jagodowski, proud son of Poland, one of the stars of T.J. and Dave at Chicago's I.O. Theater. T.J., thank you so much. We deserved that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't that the joke was on me.